Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, the 24th of July 2023 is American Logistics in the Normandy Campaign. American logistics in the Normandy Campaign played a key role in the success of Operation Overlord, the Allied invasion of Northwest Europe during World War II. The campaign officially commenced on D-Day, the 6th of June 1944, and ended on the 24th of July, the day before the launch of Operation Cobra. The Services of Supply, SOS, was formed under the command of Major General John C.H. Lee in May 1942 to provide logistical support to the European Theater of Operations, United States Army. From February 1944 on, the SOS was increasingly referred to as the Communication Zone, COMZ. Between May 1942 and May 1944, Operation Bolero, the build-up of American troops and supplies in the UK, proceeded fitfully and, by June 1944, 1,526,965 US troops were in the UK, of whom 459,511 were part of the COMS. The Overlord plan called for the early capture of Cherbourg, and a rapid American advance to secure the Brittany ports and Quiberon Bay, which was to be developed as a port. Crucially, the logistical plan called for a one-month pause at the Seine River, which Allied forces were expected to reach 90 days after D-Day, before advancing further. The expectation of an advance at a prescribed rate, while necessary for planning purposes, built in flexibility into a logistics plan that already had little margin for error. Staff studies confirmed that Overlord could be supported if everything went according to plan. No one expected that it would. The 1st United States Army was supported over the Omaha and Utah beaches, and through the Mulberry Artificial Port at Omaha specially constructed for the purpose, but the American Mulberry was abandoned after it was damaged by a storm on 19-22 June. During the first 7 weeks after D-Day, the advance was much slower than the Operation Overlord plan had anticipated, and the lodgement area much smaller. The nature of the fighting in the Normandy-Bocage country created shortages of certain items, particularly artillery and mortar ammunition, and there were unexpectedly high rates of loss of bazookas, Browning automatic rifles, BARs, and M7 grenade launchers. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:54 UTC on Monday, the 24th of July 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for American Logistics in the Normandy Campaign. This podcast is produced by Arbel Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Arbel Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Russell Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.